Hockey news for Friday, August 4th. I'm Ben Thomas. The day after pleading not guilty to four felony counts accusing him of conspiring to subvert the will of voters after his 2020 election loss, former President Trump delivered a defiant speech at a Republican Party dinner in Alabama.
We're leading by so much, and it's not going to make any impact because every time they file an indictment, we go way up in the polls. We need one more indictment to close out this election.
Meantime, former Vice President Mike Pence's presidential campaign has moved to capitalize on Trump's indictment, putting a quote from it on shirts and hats, "Too honest," a reference to Trump's response when Pence rebuffed his efforts to overturn the 2020 results. In economic news, U.S. employers kept hiring in July. The Labor Department reports 187,000 jobs added, while the employment rate dipped to 3.5%. Gus Fauché at PNC Financial Services Group.
The job market is still very, very tight. And if anything, I think the Federal Reserve would like to see a bit higher unemployment rate to increase some of that slack in the labor market and allow for a little bit weaker job growth, a little bit slower inflation.
Stocks fell Friday, closing out a rare losing week. Seth Sutel has the numbers.
The S&P 500 fell 0.5%, its fourth straight loss. The Dow lost 150 points. It's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite also fell 0.4%. Amazon jumped 8.3% after reporting a much bigger profit than expected. Apple dropped 4.8% after reporting revenue that just barely topped forecasts. Seth Sutel, New York.
Overseas, the ruble dropped against the dollar to its lowest level since the first month of the war in Ukraine. And Kyiv says its sea drones struck a major Russian port and damaged a warship. And in sports news, Oregon and Washington are moving from the Pac-12 to the Big Ten next summer. Meanwhile, three more Pac-12 schools have applied to join the Big 12. That would leave the Pac-12 with just four members. This is AP News. Environmental groups are growing increasingly concerned about steps in Congress to weaken the now 50-year-old Endangered Species Act.
It was the end of 1973, then President Richard Nixon signed the Endangered Species Act into law.
A declaration of peace between humans and all the other life forms on this planet.
Environmental anthropologist Rebecca Hardin is among those now concerned about efforts to weaken the act. Scientists say rampant construction, pollution, climate change, and disease put an estimated 1 million species at risk around the world. But at a recent meeting of the House Committee on Natural Resources, Oregon Republican Congressman Cliff Bentz says the protections might be too costly.
Cost does matter. Money isn't free, and understanding what we get for what we spend is always relevant.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Thanks, Jackie, and thank you for listening. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.